He is Robin Leach. He is Jada Markin.
This is Car Keys.
Hello to our listeners for this week's show of Car Keys with Jada Markin, who is traveling the roads of Europe today in this week's show, and Robin Leach, who's sitting at the desk to conduct the show. I have started subscribing to Consumer Reports and got just in time for the show the 2026 auto issue, which is packed full of interesting things. I have not been very much of a fan of the Consumer Reports car reviews over the past decades, but I must say this is the first one I've actually looked at in depth, probably in a couple of decades, if not more. And they've condensed their reviews to what I consider to be quite an interesting situation, and they've got a lot of top picks, 10 best, 10 worst, and all that, and I'm going to cruise through some of the categories with some comments that will come from both myself and Jay, I'm sure, as we go through. It's interesting to note that their take on the cars in general seem to be, at least in the less expensive models and vehicles available, full of Subarus, Hondas, Toyotas, lesser numbers of Hyundais and Kias. The Ford Maverick truck is in there. I'll go through a couple of categories. They've categorized them in price ranges, let's say under $30,000 or under $40,000 vehicles we start out with. And they have a Honda Civic, a Toyota Camry, Subaru Crosstech, Subaru Forester.
You can get a Camry under 30 grand?
Yes, you actually can. 29,110, apparently. I don't know whether you'll ever be able to find one of these in a dealer. You might have to special order it. It's extraordinary. And it's got four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive standard at that level. It's extraordinary for a Camry. And, of course, that's a very nice vehicle. It has been since I first owned a Camry hybrid back in 2009 or 10, I believe. It was the first hybrid that I ever had before I transferred into the Hyundai Sonata hybrid, which is a 2014, which I still own and cover. Albeit it is older and doesn't.
So what does Consumer Reports say about the under 30 grand cars?
They're all very good. They all get good mileages. They've divided them into categories because the Honda Civic, which ranges from 24,700 to 34,000 or 35,000, has a gasoline, a hybrid, and the mileage is 33 for the gasoline, 44 for the hybrid. And they say it drives well. It's got a nice interior. I tell you, the manufacturers have been sneaking in upgrades to interiors and components in the lesser expensive vehicles, unbeknownst to probably many users who don't know that they can appreciate some of the larger cars' features and get them in the less expensive lines of vehicles without spending all the money.
Do they classify the cars? I mean, is there a top 10, 1, 2, 3?
What I'm in right now is a section of top picks, okay? So they are not classified in a 1, 2, 3 type numerical situation. They've categorized them in terms of a small car, Honda Civic, mid-sized car, Toyota Camry, subcompact SUV, Subaru compact SUV, Subaru Forester, mid-sized SUV, the Toyota Grand Highlander. The Grand Highlander is an extended version of the Toyota, very popular Toyota Highlander, and it is in a very interesting price category range of 41,660 to 50 to just under $60,000, and the gas overall score is a 79. The hybrid overall score is an 88. The hybrid gets 35 miles per gallon. This is apparently for the Toyota Grand Highlander. Extraordinary that that engine, that car could get 35 miles per gallon at any with any engine in it. Sort of pure electric, just because it's such a big and commodious vehicle that there's a free
What
flow SUV, roomy enough to accommodate an adult,
the Highlander's been known to be
a workhorse
a
vehicle.
workhorse. It sells extremely well. It's bulletproof, blah blah blah. Didn't you have one
Well,
in?
my family member is driving a 2014 Highlander. It's got 245,000 miles on it. It has had two repairs to the vehicle under an extended warranty, which my wife purchased with it back in 2014. And it has been basically, as you said, Jay, bulletproof in terms of reliability. And it gets driven properly. It can get 32 to 33 miles a gallon. It's a hybrid, way back in from the 2014 days, and it's an extraordinarily durable vehicle. So that's what it was in the mid-sized SUV with the Toyota Grand Highlander. Let me just continue for our listeners. Luxury compact SUV, the Lexus NX, and the. You asked about numerical scores. Where they have multi levels of models, mainly between gas and hybrid and plug-in hybrid, they rate the actually in the Lexus NX, they rate the gas overall score of 81, the hybrid overall score 85, and the plug-in hybrid overall score 75.
So let me ask you, how does Consumer Report differ from, like, quote unquote, real car magazines or
Oh,
car
that's
only magazines?
interesting. I don't think they sit there and try to. I found the real car magazines tended to, when they were doing their 10 best issues, which they seem to do once a year, maybe, tended to focus on, well, it's my opinion only, listeners, fancier vehicles, therefore upgraded vehicles like BMWs, Mercedes. Although they have been reversing themselves recently, I think a lot of listeners complained in the writing in the editor's letters sections about how they seem to always these car magazines always seem to emphasize sporty, essentially sporty, sort of expensive lines of cars as opposed to vehicles like Honda Accords, Subaru Foresters, and the like. And I think
So,
Consumer Reports has done a good job in just going through. I think they start out saying in the magazine that there are like 260 cars out there in the world, varieties of cars or something like that, from which they can make these choices that they've made in this particular issue of the magazine.
the last time I saw Consumer Reports about cars, probably last year, actually, and it's tedious, probably like all of their
Yes, it's.
magazines.
Well, this is okay.
It's just a lot of information, and kudos to them. I mean, they compile all of that information. How much of it is just compiled from other sources? How much of that is driving experience of the vehicles themselves? I
Well,
know they gather polls and they have, numbers on reliability and this and that. Do they actually spend a lot of time driving the vehicles?
I doubt that they drive 260 vehicles of all these different kinds in any given year, because I don't think you could
Well,
possibly do that. But
sure could.
let me continue with the list, and then we'll get into some of that stuff. Now, small pickup division, the Ford Maverick, that is matched by Motor Trend and Jay DeMarkin and Robin Leach, and maybe even Car and Driver if they got down to the Maverick size pickup truck. But then you went to luxury midsize SUV. They picked the BMW X5, which is a $68,000 to $76,000 price range, maybe without extras within those. The gas overall score was higher than the pure than the PHEV plug-in hybrid one, probably because I they've had some comments, and then the plug-in electric hybrids have apparently having they seem to think has have reliability problems, whatever that means in their language. But then we go to the full-size pickup. The Ford F-150 won it this year. I'm not sure it's ever won it before. Then they go to electric vehicles. The Tesla Model Y was their pick. That covered that sort of those types of vehicles that they chose and identified as electric or full-size pickups, luxury midsize, whatever. They have other lists in this particular issue are the best and the worst list, and I'm not going to get into it. There's too much stuff. They have a page with graphs, best and worst gas mileage, small cars, the Buick Envista, 29 miles per gallon, the Toyota Corolla, 36 miles per gallon. This is a small car division. The worst was the Buick Envista. The best was the Toyota Prius at 51 miles per gallon. Mid-sized cars. The worst was the Hyundai Sonata at 30. These are gasoline. The Honda Accord at 32, and the Toyota Camry at 45. Look at the Toyota Camry at 45. That must have been a hybrid. I think all the Toyota vehicles in the 2026 model year are maybe hybrid vehicles, Jay. You may or may not, for listeners. They are also all-wheel drive vehicles, I think, in the Toyota line. So Toyota has really jumped ahead in their appeal, their feeling of hybrid being the appealing way to market and sell vehicles, as well as all-wheel drive systems across the board. Although I'm not sure Florida cars need all-wheel drive, Arizona and the like, unless there were mountains to go to. Luxury small cars, the Lexus IS came in a low at 22 miles per gallon.
Hey, I'm glad I'm just not going on a road trip in a Toyota, I'll tell you that, because the view here is quite amazing. We're looking at the Alps, which make the Rockies look like mold.
Symbols, right?
So do you think that the Consumer Reports bases all of its data
First person choices. First.
on polls from customers? Where does the data
No, I
come?
don't think they do.
Or do they use a what is JD Powell, whatever
I don't know
the
any JD
reliability
Power thing.
test?
There may be something about that. They do have a vision of how we test cars and all that, and I have not read that thing, but that might answer a lot of your questions. But they have a list of cars, a great cars built in the USA. This is interesting because obviously what I didn't know until we purchased, or my wife purchased a Q5 Audi recently, that
She has
it's
good choice
not
in
built in
cars, by the
Germany.
way.
What?
She has good choice in cars.
It does. But the
Good taste in
BMW
cars.
X5 is built in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So that's a foreign name built in the US. The Chevrolet Corvette is a great car built in the USA. The Honda Passport. They have the Honda Passport built and under the great car list. The Subaru Forester Hybrid. That's an interesting vehicle. Subaru has been late to the game in getting into the hybrid and or electric vehicle lines. But they've come out with this Forester hybrid, which they advertise as getting up to 600 miles per tank full in the hybrid version of this vehicle. I think the tank must be about 15 gallons, which you need to do to get that. But we'll talk about how you get the mileages ratings that are allegedly available on some of these cars maybe before this version of the show ends, because I have some direct opinions on that, firsthand experiences. But back to the great cars built in the USA, the Toyota Grand Highlander is built in Indiana, not in Japan. The Toyota Camry is built in Kentucky, not Japan. The Tesla Model Y is built in Austin, Texas, not in China or Germany, as it should be, of course, not be. Honda Accord Hybrid is built in Ohio. The Subaru Forester is built in Indiana. That is also with the Forester Hybrid. So they have the Subaru gasoline and the hybrid listed in this great cars from the USA. I think that's sort of redundant.
How many people look at where the car is built before buying it?
Not really, but it comes to mind now with the tariff situation because any cars that are coming in from outside North America, and I'm not sure that does not, I'm not sure that includes Mexico. I'm not sure what the tariff situation with cars coming across the line.
Nobody does. Nobody knows.
Europe is really getting the brunt of feeling the brunt of the tariff situation for vehicles, and Audi is particularly affected. I was told by an Audi dealer that's why they've dropped the electric lines, the pure electric vehicles, because the tariffs are so onerous for.
Wait a minute. Audi does not drop the full electric line of
No,
vehicles.
not in Europe, but
But not in the US
they
either.
haven't dropped it completely in the US, but they have cut back their whole electric lineup planning by quite
Well, that's
a
true
number of years.
everywhere.
Most comfortable models. We have a category of most comfortable models in Consumer Reports. Small cars, Volkswagen Jetta, ooh, the Kia Niro, the Subaru Impreza, the small cars, three of them. Mid-sized cars, Honda Accord Hybrid, redundant, Hyundai Sonata, most comfortable of the mid-sized cars. Luxury small cars, most comfortable in Consumer Reports. Cadillac CTS, Audi A3, Acura Integra. Luxury mid-sized cars, Audi A8. I thought that was a large car. Genesis
Yeah,
G80.
the A is not a midsize.
Well, they've got it luxury midsize.
Well,
Genesis
it's Consumer
G80,
Reports.
let's forget about the comment. BMW 5 Series. Those are the three luxury midsize cars they think they're comfortable. Subcompact SUVs, Volkswagen Taos, Subaru Crosstrek, Chevrolet Trailblazer. Compact SUVs, Subaru Forester twice, Honda CR-V. Midsize SUVs, Honda Passport, Chevrolet Blazer, Jeep Cherokee, midsize three-row SUVs, Subaru, Honda, and Subaru Ascent, Honda Pilot, Hyundai Santa Fe. Luxury small SUVs, Audi Q3, BMW X3, Cadillac XTS. Luxury midsize SUVs, BMW.
So only in Europe do you see an SUV towed by a compact SUV.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, whereas we would use big pickup trucks,
Well,
just saw a Tiguan on a trailer being towed by another Tiguan.
how many
That's
of the
cute.
largest size vehicles do you see on the European roads, such as the big Mercedes and the big Audis and
You see large vehicles. You see a lot of large vehicles, but you just see a lot of smaller vehicles too.
Well, when I was in Italy a year ago, it was interesting to see they were very sparse in terms of numbers of the larger vehicles. I did see a couple of big Dodge Ram pickup trucks in Italy. And I said, boy, I don't know what.
Yeah, you see them here too.
I'm sure you do, but not in very big numbers. To finish the most comfortable model list, luxury midsize, BMW had two. The X5s were the models, Land Rover, Range Rover Sport, and then the luxury midsize three-row SUVs, the Audi Q7, BMW X7, and Cadillac Escalade. So for those are all
So
more expensive vehicles.
let's cut to the chase. Would you trust Consumer Reports on any of this?
Actually, it'd be impossible for you and I to be able to trust or not trust it because we never get the chance to investigate these their lists. But
Well,
I don't have much disagreement. What I don't know is what is most comfortable. Is
Well, that's it.
it a soft ride? Is it a firm ride with good shock absorber control that doesn't bounce, or vibrate or shake when you hit a pothole? I don't know how you identify the word comfortable in terms of these vehicles. I think my personal
That's
opinion,
very
I
subjective,
think it's a very subjective situation. And
which seems like very not Consumer Reports, because
well,
they tend to portray themselves as.
how are you otherwise going to identify what is most comfortable or what is most sporty or whatever? It's I don't know that. I guess they have to write about something. So this is what they write about. They have a great choice section. Three great choices if you want an SUV. Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid is one of their suggestions. The Honda CR-V Hybrid is another suggestion. The mid-size SUV is the Toyota 4Runner suggestion. Then they have
Any talk of wagons?
they call them SUVs, those three, okay? And then one was subcompact, the second was compact, and the third one was mid-size. Then they have a sedan or sports car choice. You'll like this one, Jay. Small car, Chevrolet Trax. I don't know how they come up with that. Sports car, Mazda MX-5 Miata. That seems appropriate. Luxury car, BMW 5 Series. If you want a pickup truck, the Ford
I don't.
Hybrid is back in
Let's
seeing the
move on
Honda
from
big
Consumer
line.
Reports. Let's move on from Consumer Reports.
Okay, let's move on.
We don't want to be as
Let's talk
boring as
about a
they are.
driving experience that I'm starting to see more often on our roads around our listing area, and that is the instance in where I am approaching an intersection and somebody else is approaching an intersection from a different side of the intersection, and one side, not me, is driving right through the stop sign without stopping. This seems to be something that is recurring. I've noticed more in the last week or so of this particular show's
Maybe they didn't see you. Maybe you didn't
event.
have your lights on.
Well, I may be on the road at the wrong time or right time of the day, but there are people that it bodes well to bring up to our listeners that we should have due diligence visually when we are approaching intersections these days, because you might find not that you as the driver would be interested in driving through without stopping, but you may see others doing that particular action, which is certainly in direct violation of the requested signage instruction for us to stop completely before you go through an intersection so you don't hit anybody coming through from a different direction. That goes along with my complaint about dusk to darkness drivers that are not turning on their headlights, or their cars are not turning on their headlights or lighting adequate so you could see them 300 yards down the road in the nighttime dusk time, especially when they are gray or black or dark sedans in dark road areas. It's habits of our drivers, I think. We've been discussing for on this show about drivers have been deteriorating in their capabilities or their politeness or whatever else you want to define it as we are heading into the new season. Would you agree, Jay?
Yeah, but
You don't care.
that's
Okay, well, that's all
no,
right.
I don't care. I mean personally, I mean I'm not expecting people to have, just try to improve people's driving when you can and try to be aware of.
As a person who drives a lot, are you impressed by the European methods of driving and politeness of the drivers in everything?
So I was just telling my friend a little while ago here in the car, I think that, and I've said this on our show before, I think that drivers over here in the last, since I left 25 or 30 years ago, I think driver behavior has improved. as far as civilities go. But also, the speed limits are so strict that, pretty much everybody's going to get to the same place at about the same time. And there's certain rules that are pretty strict that people follow pretty well, like rules of merging and intersections. It just seems to work. But I think that driver ed is a longer and more complex thing here.
I want to go to
Than
car insurance for a minute. I
back
have
here.
been shocked by getting new car insurance rates for my fleet of vehicles. And back to Consumer Reports, I just discovered a section which has which cars cost the most to insure. The listeners, this is a very important thing, which I don't think anybody thinks about when we go out to buy a car, what the insurance is going to be on cars. But I would say that in the last 5 years, maybe 7 years, car insurance rates per model, at least in my fleet, have doubled over what they were, maybe as recent as 3 years ago, but certainly since 7 years ago. And by
Yeah,
doubling in
I've
my,
seen my car insurance premiums go up.
yeah, well, in my particular experience, they've doubled from. And I had a multi-car discount rate, so they were more between $1,000 and $1,200 per vehicle, and they are now $2,000 plus per vehicle. And this is, I really noticed it because the insurance company I used to
So
give
let
me
me ask you
annual
this.
rate, give me annual rates, and now they've gone to 6 month billing and 6 month terms on the insurance cards that you get, which is a paper mint nightmare of nuisance of extra paperwork and
Maybe it's because you're getting older and they don't trust you to make it to the next year.
well, they're not it, you start at
You think it's
16
an
and if
age
you're a
thing?
car, you're going to get two 6 month terms on those cars too. You're not getting annual insurance rates, I don't think, anymore in many of the big companies, so it's
Hey,
not having
so
anything
Robin,
to do with age.
how many cars do you have, give or take? Robin, how many cars do you have, give or take? A half a dozen?
10.
10. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but my point is,
10.
so you're,
I'll let them know.
okay,
They're all
so.
older. The newest car that we have are cars that my wife has decided she wanted, and they are pre-owned. So they're not on the current year situation because we do not want some of the new vehicle features that are disappearing from the older versions. Concerning dashboard applications like knobs for tuning radio stations, setting volumes, and that kind of thing.
I just
But
went by
so
a car I've never seen
our
before.
newest
Never heard.
vehicle, the 2020, 2021,
So let me ask you a few questions here. It doesn't really matter what, but do you have all the
okay.
cars under the same policy?
Yes.
And is there any provision for collectible cars or older
That
cars?
is not the case with this particular company. And well, we'll talk more about insurance in a later show. And until then, you have heard Car Keys with Robin Leach and Jay DeMarkin.
Car Keys with Robin Leach and Jay DeMarkin is produced at the facilities of WHDD 91.9 FM, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.